For the last 15 years, the International Criminal Tribunal for the Former Yugoslavia, the ICTY, has been active in pursuing those responsible for the atrocities committed during the Balkans Wars of the mid-90s. These trials have meant many witnesses have been called to the seat of the ICTY in The Hague, the Netherlands, to testify. Many had never left their villages before, and most thought their voices would never be heard. The registrar of the ICTY is John Hocking. He remembers what happened at a conference in Belgrade and why this court has been so important for peace and reconciliation.
I was in Belgrade at a conference talking about one of our judgments. It was the Krstic judgment, where the judges found there'd been a genocide committed in Srebrenica in the summer of 1995, when some 7,000 men and boys were murdered. And there's a group of survivors called the Mothers of Srebrenica. And after I spoke at this conference, the mothers, a number of them spoke as well, and of course had very different tales to tell than the sort of dry legal story that I told. But at the end of it, one of them came up to me, and she couldn't speak English, but she just came up and took my hand and said, "Thank you." I guess that's what motivates me, to be honest. I mean, it's all the pleasure and the enjoyment that I get out of it, of course. But there's also this feeling of, you know, if it wasn't for the work that we do, these people may have no voice, you know. And that's happened. We've seen that happen in history, where mass atrocities are committed and the victims, the people who suffer, see no justice.
That's John Hocking, the registrar of the International Criminal Court for the Former Yugoslavia, speaking there to Radio for Peace Building's Lorenzo Bacino. Don't forget to follow us on Facebook and Twitter if you can.